Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul's letter to Colossians chapter 2, he writes, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of the deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Wednesday mornings, I attend the men's FHL small group that meets at 6:30 down in the Fireside Lounge. Mike, our liturgist, also is a facilitator and does an excellent job of that, I might mention as well. Right now, we are walking through the book of Romans. We just finished a chapter 9. The last verse of that, Paul writes, "It is written, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." This verse is talking about Jesus, for Jesus is the rock. And notice what it says about Jesus. It says that he is either a stumbling block and an offense, or he is a rock in whom no one will ever be put to shame. And the difference on either side of that "or" is whether we are trusting Jesus or not. My mind then immediately went to the father in the story that's recorded in Mark chapter 9. There was a father whose son was possessed by a demon. And the father said to Jesus, "It has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can, Jesus, do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." And immediately we're told the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." You know, that prayer is very often my prayer. I know that I have been saved by grace through faith, faith that was given to me in my baptism. But on a daily basis, it seems as though my unbelief causes me to stumble. Oh, why, I ask myself, is it so hard to trust in him all of the time? It's certainly not because he's untrustworthy. It's about me. His ways are so different, so often so mysterious to me. They're beyond my comprehension. And it seems like I want to first understand before I really want to trust him in his leading. What I need is to be captivated by him. I need to be taken captive by Christ. Because if not, I'll always be open to, what does Paul say, being taken captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition or according to the elementary spirits of the world. And you know, somehow I don't think this is just my problem. I think it's a problem that we find in the pews and in those watching and all around. People live in fear. People get stymied by worry. We experience all kinds of emotional pains and uncertainty. And you see, we are all captives one way or another. The question is, by whom are you held captive? Or more specifically, are you held captive by philosophies and empty deceit, or held captive by Christ? Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Well, fortunately, Paul suggests a fourfold activity that keeps us captives of Christ. He says, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted in him. Now, we all receive Jesus as Lord the day that we receive that wondrous gift of saving faith. Our journey of faith then calls for us to be rooted in him. Remember the story that Jesus told about the sower? The seed landed in, what, four different locations? Some of it landed on a path. Some of it in rocky ground. Some among weeds. In those three locations, there was no room for any roots, so the plants died. But in the good soil, they grew deep roots. And on top of that, healthy plants grew, and there was a rich harvest. That story that Jesus told is all about the power of God's Word in our lives. As we read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest God's Word, as we listen to it and discuss it and meditate upon it, that root, those roots grow deep. And we are held captive by Christ. The text goes on, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him. Those deep roots empower us to stand tall. In other words, God's Word builds us up. And as it does that, it strikes down our fears and worries, lessening the threat, those threats that come to us through philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition or the elementary spirits of the world. Those human traditions and elementary spirits are those weeds that Jesus mentions in that story, those weeds that choke out our faith. But their power fades as we grow deep roots that build us up. It's all part of being a captive of Christ and walking in his strength. And where do these deep roots that build us up take us? As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith. Right here is God's answer to our prayer, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. As we are rooted in and built up in his word, we become established in the faith. Our trust in him grows. We are then less tempted by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition or the elementary spirits of the world. Oh, sure, we have our concerns and our questions. We face many different challenges and pains, but we start to view them differently. Rather than our life being like a ball in a pinball machine bouncing from one crisis to another, or rather than running helter-skelter of seeking after some vaporous hopes that keep disappearing, rather than that, we turn to the Lord in prayer. We have with him that holy conversation about which we just sang. And in that, we commit ourselves to his gracious will. And then all of a sudden, we notice that we've weathered the storm. He's carried us through it. And our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. Walk in Christ, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Now you might be asking, how do we identify these philosophies and empty deceits according to human tradition or the elementary spirits of the world? And I've got to tell you, that's not always so easy. Now, we probably could talk about politics as an example, but I think instead I'll take science as an example this morning. Is what we learn from science good or bad? Is it of Christ or is it not of Christ? And the answer is yes. To disregard what science teaches us is foolish, because science is God's gift to us. But science is not the bottom line. It simply is one of God's gracious gifts to us. Thus, our faith is in Jesus. Now, we use the gifts that he gives to us, but when they start to direct us away from Christ, that then is an indicator that we are becoming captive to elementary spirits of the world. That's why for the past couple of years we've been using those four C's, caring, cautious, courageous, and creative. Since we have Jesus as Lord and we are walking in him, we are caring. We care about the environment, we care about our neighbor, we care about all of creation. In fact, we are so secure in him that we can use both hands to reach out to our neighbor and make things better in this world. At the same time, though, we are cautious because science is about continually discovering new things. So instead of running helter-skelter from one idea to another, we listen and we learn. And we trust the new discoveries, but we do not put our faith in them. And through it all, we can be courageous. Courageous because we are captives to Christ and not to philosophy or empty deceit according to human tradition or the elementary spirits of the world. And this captivity helps us to look creatively at every situation in life, recognizing that they are all blessings from God, that they all give us opportunity to discover new things, new ways to help our neighbor. So, my friends, where do you find yourself this morning? Are you one who is held captive to philosophy and empty deceit? Or are you totally held captive by Christ? Or do you often find yourself praying with me, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief? And maybe you're asking, well, where's the good news in this? Well, listen to those last two verses in this text. In Christ, the whole fullness of the deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. You and I, we are in Christ's arms. He is holding us captive. And no matter how much you may fight him, no matter how much you may fear, no matter how often you might be stymied with worry, he is not going to let you go. Because you see, he's the rock. He's your rock. Now you and I, we may stumble as we fail to trust him. We may even at times be offended by his ways. But that's not the bottom line. Because you see, the bottom line is that we have been filled in him, and he is the head of all rule and authority. You and I, we have been taken captive by Christ. And in him, in whom the whole fullness of the deity dwells, he's never going to let us go. That's why we always close by saying, in Jesus' name, our rock. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all human understanding, wow, that rock, hold us captive this day and forever. Amen.